3.5. 3B. Listening. Speaker 1.
My favorite historical movie has to be Apollo 13, starring Tom Hanks. It tells the story of the Apollo 13 U.S. space mission in 1970 and to the moon and all the mechanical malfunctions that happened during the trip. The movie focuses on three astronauts who have to fix the spaceship mid-mission just to survive. The movie is definitely suspenseful. The ending is the best. I always cry when the astronauts make it back to Earth successfully.
Speaker 2.
I think my favorite historical movie is Ben Affleck's thriller Argo. The movie tells the story of the rescue of six American diplomats in Iran when relations between the two countries were starting to break down in the late 1970s. It's got to be one of the most exciting movies I've ever seen. I spent the whole time sitting on the edge of my seat. Some of the events may be a bit exaggerated, but it's a true story all the same.
Speaker 3.
The Last Emperor has got to be my favorite historical movie. It's based on the autobiography of the last emperor of China, Puyi, who died in 1967. Puyi grew up in the Forbidden City in Beijing, and the movie's director, Bernardo Bertolucci, was lucky enough to get permission to film inside this magnificent palace in Beijing. Visually, the movie is absolutely stunning, and not surprisingly, it won 9 Oscars.
Speaker 4.
I thoroughly enjoyed the historical movie Invictus when it came out. It relates the events that occurred in South Africa before and during the 1995 Rugby World Cup, and it stars two great actors, Morgan Freeman as Nelson Mandela, the president of South Africa at the time, and Matt Damon as captain of the rugby team. Both men play their parts brilliantly. At first, they're somewhat mistrustful of each other, and then they become friends. That's why I like the movie so much.
Speaker 5.
This movie isn't particularly well known, but it's definitely my favorite historical movie. It's a drama called Agora, and it's based on the life of a Greek philosopher named Hypatia, who lived in Roman Egypt in the 4th century. Hypatia was also a mathematician and an astronomer, and she taught at a school in Alexandria. Hypatia is admired by many, including myself, for giving her life trying to protect the Library of Alexandria when it was attacked.